Hostless, the podcast for those navigating a connection-based travel lifestyle. I'm Boyce Richardson.
And I'm Melissa Yeager. This week on the pod, there's a new travel app starting up right here in Kansas City. So this week, we're welcoming Jackie McCarthy, who just launched the app WeGo in January. And the app is really unique. It aims to help you organize trips with friends, but also help you find like-minded travelers to share in travel experiences, especially important if you, say, are a solo traveler looking for a group to join, a really interesting idea based on people's travel styles, trying to pair them, I guess, kind of like Tinder, like match people up and see a travel Tinder. Boyce, what is your travel style? What would you kind of label your travel style if you were going to pick?
You know, I found the WeGo travel survey to be pretty interesting. It didn't necessarily teach me anything about myself that I didn't know, but it definitely confirmed a few things. I am an early riser when it comes to travel, with not necessarily a pre-plotted itinerary, but I'm definitely somebody that wants to get up early and get at it no matter how late I stayed up the night before. I have an idea of what I want to do. I usually have dinner reservations to be able to ensure I get to go experience kind of the culinary side of things that I'm looking for. But usually when I plot trips, I have all of my transit taken care of. So I know when I'm going to arrive, I know when I'm going to leave, I know whether or not it's by train or plane. So yeah, definitely that, definitely organized. I get a kick out of the fact that of any application that describes me as a moderate drinker, which is great, makes me feel a little bit better about myself. But yeah, I mean, definitely one of those experiences where you go out a little bit. But I think as I've gotten a little bit older, I find myself drinking a little bit earlier and going to bed earlier as well. What about you?
Yeah, I'm the same. I like to get up and I like to have a good breakfast in the morning and then head out and have the whole day to do things. I like to make – I'm kind of more moderate. I don't have every moment of the trip planned, but I do like to have like the basic structure of it. Like, and I will die on this hill, always make reservations for places to eat, especially if you have a big group, because that is the one decision that seems like the hard thing for everybody to – get on board with at the end of a day after everyone's tired. But I like exploring and getting a feel for the culture. I'm not as much a big going out person, but I do like to go to a bar and have a cocktail and especially one that's unique to the area and experience things that way. But then I like to be in bed by like 10 or 11.
Yeah. I thought one of the things about the WeGo survey that I enjoyed the most was the fact that it made me feel like a little bit of a chameleon, because I'm definitely active and I arrange trips around like climbing, hiking, doing that sort of stuff. But it's hard to self-identify into one of the specific badge groups, especially when you're talking about a situation where I'm kind of just as happy going to Nepal and climbing a mountain as I am going to a city I've never experienced and eating and drinking my way through it. So I think one of the difficulties for an application like that, that's trying to kind of focus on the interpersonal and figure out where you fit into that, is that a lot of people don't necessarily have one specific group.
Yeah.
And they could potentially fit into a lot of groups. I think it's more so just focused upon where you sort of generally see yourself. And if you can get yourself into that sort of mindset, hopefully you can find people that kind of fit into that sort of general aspect thought process the same way that you do.
I think what's great about this idea is that it makes people recognize what their travel style is. And like taking that quiz makes you realize like who you might match up well with, because I think that's one of the pitfalls of travel sometimes is when you are traveling with someone you thought you would travel well with, but you didn't really realize like what that person finds enriching in a travel experience is not necessarily what you do. And maybe in your age group, I just had a friend who was talking to me about going to Europe and wanted to travel with a wide range of family from grandmother down to a 20-something, and the 20-something didn't want to book any tours, but that's not necessarily feasible for when you have an older adult traveling with you. You need to really evaluate your travel style. And I think that's a good lesson from this, is to evaluate the travel styles of the people in your group so you make sure that you're creating a good experience for everyone.
I was just gonna say, I think it's one of those situations where every time that I do something that I am responsible for, that I suffer for, I always think of the Radiohead song "Just," where the lyrics are "You do it to yourself, you do, and that's what really hurts." And I think about WeGo and about the fact that every time I've traveled on G Adventures or Intrepid, I've always had a really good group. There's always been one person I hated. Like in every single one of those groups without fail, there's always been at least one person that I was like, I really don't like this person and I wish that they weren't there. And in those iterations of the trips, it hasn't been my fault because I did not select that person. But I sort of like the self-penitence associated with the fact that you design your own trip and then you get to curate and identify the people that are going to be joining you. So if you pick a person that sucks, it's your own fault. And those are the kind of things that I'm apparently interested in.
And we'll get a little bit more into that when Jackie explains to us how the whole system works. But is there a trip you would lead, Boyce?
So I've been thinking about this since I first did our pre-meeting with Jackie and then throughout our interview with Jackie, like whether or not there was a trip that would excite me to try and plan and deal with 10 to 12 people. And it's really interesting because I think if I was 25 as opposed to 35, it would be a different situation, where if you had told me at 25 years of age that I could plot out the logistics of a trip, which is something that I'm pretty good at, and thereby pay for my own trip, I think I would have been extremely interested in it, right? Because as Jackie will tell everybody during the interview, there's a sort of personal capacity to figure out how much work you want to put into it and what you're going to charge. And if I could have done that and then paid for my own trip and given myself a little bit of spending money during my trip, way interested. At 35, I'm not sure necessarily that I'm that excited about dealing with people and dealing with the logistical headaches. So there are very few. I think if I was going to see a sporting event and it was going to be something that was low key, that involved a lot of pub drinking and kind of relaxing, I would definitely be interested in it. But I think traveling and putting yourself in a position where you're responsible for reservations and all that other stuff for a bunch of like mid-level 35 to 45 year old travelers, it's just not something that I could see myself doing. It just sounds exhausting.
Yeah, I might be able to do it. But what I really am intrigued about her app is the idea that you could also plan your own small group. Like and then have everybody pay each other through the app, which is one of the things that I've always found problematic about arranging a group to travel, is like everybody's Venmoing and PayPaling and sending things through five different ways, depending on who has what. And this would be one simple place to just put it all in one stop and have everybody on the same page instead of sending eight group texts. And
it's really exciting that it's happening here in Kansas City, because I will say, you know, despite the fact that it doesn't interest me as much at 35 as it would at 25, I think it's a really fantastic, interesting idea, where you're talking about the fact that instead of having Intrepid or G Adventures handle the logistics behind things, you could do it and have your whole trip paid for. And above and beyond that, instead of just being paired with a bunch of random other 25 to 45 year olds, you could be in a position where you get to curate your own trip and you get to figure out who comes with you. You know, I know there are background checks associated with that, but Lord only knows what could happen in terms of somebody curating the guest list for their trip. It could be a very wild, very active Tinder interaction, but that's for the person that's booking alongside them, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll have more with Jackie. She'll explain how it all works and how you can be among the first to experience it with our interview with her next.
This week on the pod, we are learning more about a group travel company located right here in the Midwest. Jackie McCarthy is the co-founder and CEO of WeGo Trips. Jackie, welcome to the pod.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Thanks for being here. First of all, Jackie, tell us, what is WeGo?
Oh, WeGo is the adventure you have all been waiting for. It is a community of like-minded travelers who, on the app, meet each other and then go on amazing bucket list worthy adventures together.
And tell me who you're targeting with WeGo. It sounds like to me you're kind of targeting the people who want to go on an adventure but aren't sure who to travel with, like don't have other people in their lives who are on the same like vacation schedule or perhaps have other obligations. Tell me, who do you think are the people you're targeting that you think would be on this service or are on this service?
Yeah, we're looking for people who are looking for more than just another vacation. People who are wanting adventures, life-transforming adventures, and want to go on adventures with people that are like-minded. Living like locals or doing the things that they actually want to do, not necessarily the touristy things. So just like really pairing people up.
And so if I'm using this for the first time, kind of step me how the whole process works.
Yeah, so you would download the app, you would create a profile, you would answer 23 different travel style questions about who you are as a traveler. How long do you like to travel for? How much do you like to spend? What kind of things do you enjoy doing? What kind of foods do you enjoy eating? And then our matching systems pair you up with other people who are like-minded within the app. On the main marketplace, you're able to see already created trips of different parts of the world created by people similar to yourself, or you can create your own adventures and share those along with the community.
And before someone creates an itinerary or designs a trip, what does WeGo do to ensure that these are real and trustworthy people?
Yes, so we do background screen everyone who is posting on the open marketplace, and as well as logging in with your Facebook and attaching your other social media accounts like Instagram or Twitter.
I was going to say, it seems like this could be a platform where you could have a little bit of catfishing. So, you know, so that's one way that you avoid this is by putting people's social media and what is the background
so
check?
So the background check is done through another local company here in Kansas City called Prescreen. So they do all of our background screenings. But even more so, our app is exclusive access only. So the only way you can get on there is if you know someone who's already a member.
All right. So I've passed WeGo's background checks and experience-based requirements. How do I create my first trip?
Yeah, you simply go on the app, you hit the little plus button on the top right side, and you put your trip together. Being who you are, you have experience traveling at all parts of the world. So you have that insight to go ahead and create those trips. Once it's done, you just post it publicly so that other people can see it. They see your trip, they request to join it, you approve them, and then they pay you right on the app.
So how does that work then? Is it something that you're setting up the hotels, like you're creating the logistics, and then, like you said, people are reimbursing you? How does that work for each trip?
Yeah, so each different traveler is a little bit different. We're starting with our WeGo ambassadors. So these are pre-vetted travelers who have the insight, kind of like voice, very experienced, and they have put together WeGo approved bucket list adventures. With their adventures, they have organized everything from the hotels that you're staying at, where you're going to eat, the experiences that you're going to have, and what kind of travelers that they're looking for. As for anyone else, it just kind of depends. So if you're creating a trip, maybe it's a bachelor, bachelorette party, and you're just splitting the cost with your friends, you can go ahead and set it to where the price is split. But you can either decide to make profits or split the cost.
So this isn't just for like strangers who are looking for other people to travel. You could actually book plan a trip with friends on the site as well.
Yes.
And are there any like travel logistics that a trip ambassador is not specifically responsible for that people should know about?
The flights. Right now we cannot include flights. So that would be the only piece.
Excellent. Okay. So I've created this trip. I'm going abroad. How do I access a pool of potential travel companions on WeGo?
Yeah. So as soon as it's on the marketplace, these future travel companions will see them. You're also able to go onto what we call connections, which is kind of like your friends, and you're able to search for people who are like-minded. So you just go on there, search names, look at their travel style and see if they're a good match. So if you're an early riser, you're probably wanting to look for other early risers, early riser, rest and relaxation seeker probably doesn't want to go out with that night owl party animal. So just so really vetting people out and just connecting with the ones who are very much like-minded.
And let's say there's somebody that petitions to be on this trip that I've created that I feel uncertain about, or perhaps just actively do not want to join. Can I turn them down?
Absolutely. You ultimately get to decide. I mean, it's just like Airbnb or Uber. You get to decide who joins and who doesn't.
Awesome. And so when you talk about these travel profiles, tell me what information do people give you guys, and what kind of questions do they answer that creates this travel profile? And what do people see from the other people's travel profile?
Yeah. So the different kinds of questions we ask. So we ask your basics, who are you? So for example, mine, Jackie is somewhat energetic. She's very untidy. When I go into travel, I just open up my suitcase, I let it all out, and that's that. Like, I mean, if you're very tidy, you do not want to travel with me. I'm a night owl. I don't smoke. I'm a moderate drinker. I'm definitely a moderate partier. And I'm leisurely. Like, being on time is not my thing, especially while I'm traveling. I always expect me to be 15 minutes late. So if you're super punctual, again, I'm probably not the best fit for you. It'll also ask you your travel behavior. So frequency of travel, how frequently do you travel? How long do you like to go while you travel? Are you a weekend traveler? Do you like going for a week long? Or are you one of those, gap year travelers? How much you spend while you travel. If you're a budget traveler, you probably aren't going to want to hop onto someone's trip who are used to spending, $5,000 plus on their, weekend getaways. Luggage, how much luggage you travel with. I travel with a backpack and a purse. So people who travel with lots and lots of luggage, who travel with backpackers, might not be a good fit if there's lots of multiple different stops along the journey. Your travel preference. How big of a group do you actually enjoy traveling in? Are you going to be a smaller group person or are you going to be a larger group person? What kind of food do you enjoy eating? Are you a market diner or are you a high-end diner? And just like your mode of transportation while you're at your destination, are you a walker? Are you an Uber rider? Or do you like taking subways? I mean, these are the things that really matter. When you go and you travel to different parts of the world, you really want to travel with people who travel in similar style as you do so that the experience is optimized.
Beyond specific user-based profiles, does WeGo also have sort of broader overarching categories for its users? And if so, what are those categories?
Explain a little bit more as far as like the categories.
Yeah. Is there anything that takes some of the general factors that you talked about and sort of distills it into a generalized profile, whether or not it's somebody that really likes to go mountain climbing or whether or not it's somebody that really likes to use the beach?
Yes, the traveler types. So those badges haven't been implemented yet, and we are learning about these different behaviors right now. Our system is designed to categorize these people, but it's not implemented yet. But we have everything from the thrill seekers to the corporate bohemian, and I am what you would call a corporate bohemian, which is someone who would totally just rough it out in the developing world. Like, developing world travel is like one of my favorite things to do, but I also love glitz and glam and high-end hotels. Then you have your adventurers, which Boyce falls under, always looking for the next mountain to climb and feet to have. And then you have your explorers and you have your foodies and just those different categories, but they have not been implemented yet.
I'm just curious, as you talk about all these things, these are all categories we generally know as like travelers and different travel styles. How much research went in for you guys to figure out, like, these are travel styles that get along, these are ones that are going to be oil and vinegar?
Several thousands of hours worth of research. I started this journey back December of 2016, and I kind of started it alone. And during that time, I was just deep diving into all this data as far as like millennials, travel, sharing economy, personality assessments. My grandfather, he owns a human capital consulting firm. So understanding human behavior dynamics in groups is something that I just grew up around. And also my psychology background as well. So I would say, just like, you know, early on, I mean, I'd say close to about 7,900 hours went into the research.
I believe it. Like, because how many people have gone on a trip and been like, oh, these are going to be cool people. We're going to totally have a great time. And then we're miserable. Like, you have to do a lot of research to figure that out. Like, who might repel each other, if you will.
Exactly. Before I started Vigo, I started hosting these group fashion trips with a former company that I had ran. And there was always, you know, that one person that didn't quite fit into the group. And I looked at that and I was like, you know, is it really a matter of that person doesn't belong? Or is it just that this group wasn't the right fit for that person? And really taking that knowledge and solving that issue for members on this app was a huge, important mission on mine, is really giving everyone a place to belong.
By the way, as Jackie has referenced throughout this interview, I went ahead and took this travel style survey, and our listeners will not be surprised to find out that I got somewhat energetic, somewhat tidy, and prompt. So in short, I will not probably be traveling with Jackie anytime here in the sort of recent future. But yeah, I ended up for the travel badges. I think I ended up somewhere between an adventurist and a recreationist. So when those are released, look out for those on WeGo.
Yeah, those will be fun.
And what's the difference between that? Just curious.
Yeah. So the adventurist is always the one who's looking for that. It's like a personal feat, right? So boys love not traveling on mountains, climbing mountains. I'll never do that. If I can't do them with 5-inch heels, I'm just not going to do it, you know? But the recreationalist, on the other hand, they're your camper. They're the person who really wants to like get in touch with the outdoors.
That makes sense. The adventurist is more the thrill seeker.
Well, the thrill seeker is a whole nother category. So that's the person who's like jumping out of airplanes. That's the person who's like rock climbing, really looking for that adrenaline rush. There's actually 24 different traveler types.
That's really interesting. What are the other categories?
Yeah. So let me pull them up really quick. So we have the explorer, and this is the person who travels because they want to live their life without regret. We have the business executive, the one who's traveling all over the world because their job requires it, but they always have like an extra room at their hotel or they're staying at an Airbnb and they're always able to welcome other people to join along with them on their adventures. Then you have the obligation traveler. This is the person who never wants to travel, doesn't want to do it, but is obligated to, usually like a wedding or a bachelor bachelorette party.
That's interesting. I know someone who fits into that. So... Or because their significant other is making them?
Somebody is forcing them. It's like the last thing they want to do. But they have to, so they join along. Then you have your festies at rock concerts, Coachellas, hangout bus, all that. The networker, someone who wants to travel because of the people who are actually going to be on that trip, get to know them. The sports fan boys.
Yeah, I was going to say that's another category I think I might check that box for.
Yep, I think so too. The thrill seeker, which we already mentioned. The culture seeker, the person who's really looking to mesh in with the culture, wants to stay with the locals. The growth seeker, someone who's looking for personal growth, usually the people on the yoga retreats or really well-to-do CEO executives who are now like looking for that extra reward. The digital nomads, these are usually marketers or programmers who are traveling around the world. You see them with their laptops at coffee shops. The survivalists. Now, these people are usually wealthy individuals who want to get in touch with their like roots, like their just raw, like human instincts. One of our advisors would fall into this category and he like will literally, you know, travel across the country in his car and he'll go fishing and he'll catch fish and enjoy it with the homeless people, just getting in touch with like his real like his roots. So that's really cool. The loner, the person who enjoys traveling by themselves, the recreationalist, which we already touched on, the volunteerist, So these are people who travel around the world giving back. The eco-tourists, the people who travel because they don't want to leave a footprint while they travel, so they try to be super savvy about things. The jet setter, the leisure seeker, the socialite, the vacationer, corporate bohemian, which we already touched on, the hippie, the person who's just laid back, goes with the flow, will go wherever, the entertainer, the city slicker, and then, of course, the adventurist. And those are our traveler types.
All right, Melissa, we've gone through all the traveler types. You just have to self-diagnose at this point since you didn't go ahead and do this survey. Yeah. So we're going to put you on the spot here. Which one are you?
The explorer, right off the bat, it's like the no regrets thing resonated. And then the culture seeker. Mm-hmm. I like experiencing the food and the, you know, getting to feel what the culture is like, you know. Yeah, those are my two, I think. Maybe the adventurous or the recreationalist too, because I like hiking with like a side of a hotel. Like, I'm not a camper.
There's a word for that.
All right, Jackie. So beyond individual preferences, how, if at all, do unique travel styles and preferences impact trips planned using WeGo?
So the trips planned are going to be dependent on the individual. One of our ambassadors, Ice Day, she is our thrill seeker. So all of her trips are like water sports and skydiving and sailing and you name it. So she's really, with that, she's attracting other thrill seekers with that. Our system, however, starts figuring out, okay, so if Ice Day is traveling with this thrill seeker, but then these thrill seekers are also traveling with these other traveler styles, perhaps these other traveler styles will also enjoy traveling with Ice Day. So then it starts connecting people and pairing them. So I guess that's kind of how it utilizes the travel styles to connect people.
So in a world where we have a lot of like, I would say millennial targeted travel companies that are doing the, what do they call it? The, you know, adventure travel. But what I guess it's like soft adventure travel, they call it. We're like G Adventures and Intrepid Travel. Mm-hmm. Some of those companies. How are you guys different from, say, booking a trip through one of those companies?
Yeah, so the difference is that WeGo gives you the tools and resources to create your own trips and either split the cost or make a living doing it. Those other companies do not. So when you're buying their trips, you're buying, I guess, essentially, I mean, they're not like your typical cookie cutter trips, but they are cookie cutter trips in the sense that you get their selection to pick from and that's it. With WeGo, you get all this variety because you have so many different people with so many different influences and so many different insights that you get just a variety of random bucket list adventures that are brought to you that you get to select from.
Is there a situation where a trip leader or somebody who organizes a trip has an opportunity to review the individuals that attended with him or her? Or how does that system work on WeGo?
We will be adding that, but at this time, we do not have that feature on there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, too.
I was going to say,
your best behavior when you travel. You don't want to get knocked from the next trip.
It creates a really interesting dynamic.
It does. It definitely does. But when we do come up with those reviews this summer, we have them and we have the plans in place. We really want to get rid of the bias, because if you're, again, an early riser traveling with someone who's a night owl and you enjoy, you know, rest and relaxation, and this person enjoys partying, just because you guys travel together, you're both going to give each other a one. Was that really fair? Or was it because you guys just weren't a really good match to begin with? So,
right.
Were you on the wrong trip for you
or something? Yeah,
exactly. Because when you pair the right people who enjoy doing the same thing, traveling the same way, the experience is going to be optimized versus just putting a bunch of people, which I guess another way that we are different from the other companies is that we don't just randomly put people together. We really do a better job of vetting the right groups of people out.
WeGo and you are based out of Kansas City. You're actually originally from Honduras. So with that in mind, can you talk a little bit about how your journey from Honduras to Kansas City, Missouri has impacted your worldview and your outlook on the importance of travel?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I was brought here. So my stepdad, he ended up marrying my mom and adopting me, which is why I ended up in Kansas City. He's from Kansas City. But when I was born, it was a very small house. I'm going to say about maybe 500 square feet. It was two rooms. One of the rooms was a bedroom, and the other one was a kitchen. And there was 11 of us living in it. And it was in the rainforest in Honduras, up in a little village. That was like the beginnings. And when we moved here, we would go back down every summer, and I just had no idea Honduras was poor. The economy there was struggling. It was just, to me, it was Honduras, and it was so beautiful.
It's such a beautiful country.
Oh my gosh, it's the most beautiful country in the world, I think. I mean, I'm a little biased though, but it's just, really just having that experience, and I guess it's kind of like, was my experience really Honduras, or was my experience really being from there, coming here? It's just, you have these different extreme realities, and it's just wanting to see more of that of the world. I think it's important that everyone steps out of their just immediate reality and step into a whole nother one. I mean, it's just, if we do that more, we become more tolerant, and we just really embrace the rest of the world and realize how beautiful and safe it really is, even if it's not very familiar.
Have you ever led a trip yourself, planned and taken people along? And what kind of trip did you plan?
Yeah, so I used to do the fashion trips, but the last trip that I put together was actually a trip here to Kansas City. We invited 24 random people they weren't random, I vetted them out, but strangers who have never met each other before, ever before. I did put them together on a Facebook group, and this is before our app launched. I put them together on a Facebook group, so they had never really actually met, and they're just like, this person's creating this new kind of app. We don't really, it's just launching. We haven't seen it on the app store yet, and we're just trusting her, but we're going to go ahead and give her our money and just go on this trip in the middle of
these
the
are some brave people.
I know. They're our ambassadors, right? And so they came, and they had the most phenomenal experience ever. We stayed at the Crossroads Hotel. I had ordered a limo from a girls' night out limo for them for the entire weekend to take us from place to place. We went to Michael Smith's for the first dinner. And so we had all 24 of us sitting there at a round table, just exchanging our stories, how, they got into the whole travel and everything. And from there, the next day we went to Bluebird Bistro, which is one of my favorite restaurants in Kansas City. Jane owns it. She's like a mom to me. And we exchanged more stories there. And by the time this weekend had passed, I mean, everyone was so close. And we have gone from city to city and connected with each other over there. But I mean, they took a risk. They, not totally blindly, but they just, they're like, okay, like, this sounds great. We're going to go ahead and invest ourselves into this. And they came to Kansas City and had the most phenomenal time of their lives. And now they're leading this whole new wave of travel.
That's so awesome. And how did you find these folks who were brave enough to do this?
So I put a job posting on Indeed.com, and I ended up having, I think the number was 564 people apply.
And wow.
Yeah, it was a large number of applicants, but I narrowed it down to about, I think it was like 130 people that I video interviewed each. And wow. I narrowed that down to 30 of my top people. And I couldn't have selected a better group.
That's so awesome. Well, we're really excited to see where things go, and we'll have to check back in with you to see how it's going. And if people want to download the app, how do they find it?
Yeah, they just search WeGo Trips, which is WIGO Trips, TRIPS, and it's available on iOS and Android. And then they would just need a referral code, which I'll just throw mine out there, which is my first name in all caps. Awesome. So if you're listening to this, you have access.
Excellent. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us. Jackie can be found on Twitter and Instagram at Jackie McCarthy. That is JAQUI. And WeGo can be found on all social media platforms at WeGo Trips. Finally, don't forget to follow Coastless on social media at CoastlessKC. Safe travels!